You're listening to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. I know you've got a continuing emphasis on school zone safety. Sergeant Ludwig, would you give us a good reminder about what motorists should be doing?
First of all, motorists should not be driving around buses. With all these buses that are traveling our streets, motorists need to be aware that whenever the stop sign is out or the lights are flashing, they need to start slowing down and or stopping. I just want to remind all motorists that if you see a bus with its red flashing lights and stop sign out, under no circumstances are you allowed to pass by that bus, even if it's on a four-lane road. The state of Kansas only allows passing a bus with a stop sign out and lights activated on a divided highway. There is no divided highways in Parsons that have bus stops or even a bus route that they would come to a stop on. So when in doubt, stop. Because as a law enforcement officer, I never want to work a case where somebody plows through a stop sign and hits a group of children. There has been accidents in many states, all over the United States, where motorists have driven past the sign and have killed children, and luckily that has not happened in this area, and we would like to keep it that way. There's already been several complaints made by USD 503 and USD 506 about the traffic on 32nd Street. We're doing our best to have extra officers out there and watching diligently as buses come to a stop at the normal bus stops and children are loading and unloading.
We also have school zones. I was in front of the Parsons Middle School, and it was nice to see a person that was helping the students across the street.
You know, believe it or not, back in the day, we used to have community members that would volunteer time to work the crosswalks across major streets like 16th Street. There was a crosswalk there coming to Lincoln School, across Main Street down by the Sirloin Stockade in the college area. There was always a crosswalk attendant. Now it's just school staff that does that. The only place that the school staff really focuses on is on Main Street. There's a lot of traffic that runs through Main, especially parents dropping children off, big brothers, big sisters dropping off their little brothers and little sisters at the middle school, all throughout the morning, because Parsons buses children from the middle school to Guthridge and Garfield and other areas throughout town. So be as safe as you possibly can in school zones. Just remember that if you get caught speeding through a school zone, all fines double.
You've been listening to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig.